Doug, this is really important stuff, and you're giving us some great information. Thanks so much for your patience.
Oh, my pleasure.
Well, we were talking the last time we had you on the program, just moments ago, about the federal budget deficit. It's nearing $1.5 trillion. There are countries that are really struggling because they don't have enough money. Ireland, Portugal, Greece, to name a few. Some other ones are in trouble, and you were talking about how credit is the main issue here, and I asked you, how big a trouble are we in your estimations? How soon do we have to start addressing all this money that we owe before we start looking like Greece or Portugal and Ireland and so on?
That's a great question. That's the one that's being debated. You know, unfortunately, Tony, I think the answer is it's unknowable. You just don't know. I will tell you this, though. There is no doubt in my mind that at some point, if the country has, our country now, the United States, has not gotten its fiscal house in order, the bond market will make it, get it in order. And by that, I mean right now, 10-year Treasury bonds, the U.S. government goes and issues a bond, people around the globe buy those bonds, and they get 3.4%. That's because they think they're going to get paid back, so they're willing to take this low rate of 3.4%. Well, let's just say we go a year or two down the road, we don't address entitlements. And by the way, you're talking about $1.5 trillion. The real number, when you throw in what they call off-balance sheet, we'll call it investments in this case, or rather off-balance sheet entitlements, Medicaid, Medicare, Social Security, you're talking almost $100 trillion. That's the real math. And there's no way, at least in my mind, that the U.S. is ever going to get to that number. So those programs are just going to have to be cut. You cannot raise taxes high enough to service that number. It's just, it's mathematically impossible. It's a fact. So somewhere something's going to have to break. And what I was getting at is the bond market will make the U.S. break if we don't do it on our own. And that's where the debate and why it's getting to be an anxious point, because, you know, we just put on this health care bill a year ago. The real number on that, fully implemented, is $2.3 trillion. You know, talked about $900 billion. The numbers are not, you know, that was really not the real number. That was pretty good politics. So we've got a lot of stuff going on. And, you know, ultimately either you deal with it or the market will make you deal with it. General Motors, pretty good example of that. Didn't deal with their issues. Guess what? Bankruptcy. So you got to do it, and at some point we're going to have to step up and do it, and I think that we will.
What happens if we don't step up? What happens if China wants us to pay off the loans? What happens?
Well, you know, this is an interesting thing, too. Number one, the U.S. still owns the U.S. About 72% of government bonds are actually owned by investors inside the United States. So contrary to popular belief, China does not own us. We still own ourselves. And there's, you know, the other side of that equation is sometimes it's good to be the guy, you know, that has borrowed the money, which is to say that China buys all our bonds. The U.S., of course, brings in the money. We borrow it from China. So we've got some leverage in that discussion, too. I mean, I think we're getting way, you and I right now are getting, you know, probably well out of the scope of what's going to ultimately be reality. I mean, let's hope we don't get into a game of chicken with China at some point, you know, on our debt issue, our debt service to them. But I'm not too worried about that. I think it's going to, you know, I kind of believe in the tipping point, and at some point we're going to be at that point where the tough decisions will be made, because they're going to have to be.
When we talk about municipal bonds, and you brought that up, I recently read there are a lot of municipalities who are in trouble with these bonds. What do you know about that?
Here's the situation, I think, where there is a lot of headline risk. Headline risk being, you know, the newspapers, 60 Minutes has done a couple pieces on municipal bonds, and really talking about the grave state, you know, of their budget situation. But that's headline risk. Credit risk is the real issue. If you buy a bond, you have creditor risk, which is the risk that the person who issued the bond, the municipality or the state, you know, may or may not pay you back. And right now, the market has been spooked, quite spooked, Tony, under the expectation or the possibility that they're not going to be paid back. So municipal bonds have been under a lot of pressure. Here's the reality, though, and sometimes you got to take the fact from the fiction. Last year, there were 72 bond defaults, 2010, 72, And that equated to about $2.5 billion. And, you know, sure enough, that's a lot of money. And if you're at home, you know, drinking your coffee, listening to this show right now, and you hear $2.5 billion, you know, wow, that's a big number. But in the context of things, it's really not. The municipal bond market is almost $3 trillion. It's $2.9 trillion in aggregate. So you're talking on these $2.5 billion worth of bonds, it's 0.1%, one-tenth of 1%. Is the default rate. That's pretty darn low. And if you go back to the 30s, 1937, there's only been 600 municipal bond defaults since then. So if you think about it in the scheme of things, you know, can things get worse going forward? Sure. But there's a lot of reasons that they probably won't. Municipalities have to go through what's called Chapter 9. And, the quick on that is just simply that it's costly. It takes a long time. And most importantly, from a municipality standpoint, if you go through bankruptcy through Chapter 9, you're going to lose access to the marketplace, which is to say that you're not going to be able to go issue new bonds because, you know, burn me once, you know, shame on me, burn me twice, shame on you. And the market is going to say, I'm not buying those bonds because I want to be paid back. So the issuer, the municipality, would have to raise rates. There's a lot of bad things that happen with that. So the bottom line is it's not something that states or municipalities are going to want to explore because it's going to be a disaster for them if they do.
Fascinating information, Doug. Hope to see you at Reno's East today.
Tony, again, congratulations. You do a fantastic job. Interesting, entertaining, et cetera.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.